There's money coming from the state. There's money coming from the district. And that obviously the ag privilege tax pays into it as well. But that was crafted, and it was a 10-year plan. I think it ends in 2025. And so it was not an isolated debate because it involved EPA, Department of Interior, federal government, all these kinds of things to craft how we're going to get to achieving the water quality standard going into the Everglades. So that was crafted in 2011, 2012, passed through the legislature, approved by EPA and the feds under the consent decree. So there is history in however we stand up all these programs. We're here about to create history again, you know, north of the lake and for the two estuaries. And so it you know, it's part of that whole, you know, how do we get there? And that's a very societal debate, you know, on how to get there and how to pay for it.